Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. We'll begin with some team news ahead of tonight's Premier League clash, where Manchester City host Arsenal at the Etihad Stadium. It's an 8:15 kickoff. City boss Pep Guardiola says his players are not yet fully fit, but he has not reported any injury problems. Aymeric Laporte may return after missing City's past three games with a hamstring issue, while Leroy Sané could make his first senior appearance since injuring his knee last August. Moving on, and Guardiola says he will use all five of his available substitutes in each of the remaining Premier League matches to give City the best possible chance of Champions League success when the competition resumes. City face Arsenal on Wednesday night as domestic football returns for the first time since the fixture was postponed exactly 14 weeks ago at the start of the coronavirus outbreak. Since then, the country has been in lockdown, but June 17th marks a major step on the road to recovery as Premier League football returns. City is second in the Premier League with little chance of catching runaway leaders Liverpool, who are now just two wins away from clinching the title. However, Guardiola's side are in the last 16 of the Champions League and won the first leg of their tie against Real Madrid 2-1 at the Bernabeu in February. Guardiola said the five players on the bench, five of them are going to play. I don't know how many minutes, but they are going to play for sure, because it's the only way you can protect players for this next month and a half or 2 months. When we arrive in the last stages of the Champions League, the only way to avoid injuries to the players is to rotate them, all of them. And finally, David Silva will stay at City until the end of the Premier League season. Guardiola has confirmed the Spanish midfielder's contract was due to expire at the end of June, with the 34-year-old captain set to leave after 10 years at the club. Guardiola said David will stay until the end of the season. He will finish the last games without people, but hopefully he and the club can organise a proper farewell in front of people. That's all for now. We'll have more later.